What is
biblical counseling?
Biblical counseling will grow you from brokenness to wholeness.
I think what you just said made me look at those scenarios differently.
God replaced all my junk with a beautiful light.
God's really been changing the way that I parent my children.
The most amazing thing is the sufficiency of His Word.
This is Transformed. And now your host, Assistant Professor of Biblical Counseling at the Master's University and Certified Biblical Counselor, Dr. Greg Gifford.
Welcome back to Transform. My name is Dr. Greg Gifford, and I think I know my name this morning, and you've written in to ask questions about adult kids living at home. So I want to address some of those big picture questions. One parent wrote in asking about a son who's not really a self-starter, keeping to himself, doing hobbies. And as we think through this, I haven't done a lot of episodes, and on our TV series, you haven't seen a lot of what it's like to address the adult kid living at home. And this is hard because I do think there's a different response for an adult son living at home versus an adult daughter. Should they live at home? Technically, like, should they be living with us, or can they? How long is it before they're kind of being lame and lazy and idle and exploiting the system instead of using it to launch into this next season of life? Are they paying rent? Should they pay rent? Like, is that mean to charge your kid rent? Are they being respectful and just a constructive member of the house? Or does it feel like I get verbally assaulted and they live in the house too? And it's like, wait a minute, like, how does this work? I pay all your bills and then you still disrespect me. I also think there is a general teamsmanship, or what I'll address later is this idea of just living in community. Are you just being a pleasant person who's a contributor to the house? So we're not all annoyed by the mannerisms, your bedtimes, how early you go to bed, how late you go to bed, what time you're blending your breakfast juice in the morning. Like, there's just this general way of living in the home that's considerate of other people. So many of you are, as you listen to this, some of you as transformers, does that title work? You guys let me know if you come up with a better title. Those that listen to Transformed, I want you to think, many of you, you're not at the season of life where you have adult kids. Some of you are actually at home still, and you're going to wonder in this episode, should I still be there? Let me give you just a brief note on that. But this episode is primarily about those who are living at home. What are the expectations? How should parents parent in this way? But if you're still living at home and you are, let's say, 23 and up, you've already graduated college, are you mooching off your parents? Let me be very direct with you. No, you're not mooching if you're using your parents as a launching pad for your independence. You're saving a lot of money. You're working hard. You're paying off your student loans. You're getting yourself squared away for the next season of life. You're not being a mooch. But if you are not using your parents' house as a launching pad, let me just break it to you gently. You're a mooch. You're a mooch, I tell you. What do I mean by mooch? Yes, you are siphoning the resources off your parents that are intended to help you be independent, and you're being lazy. So you do need to get your life together, in all fairness. You need to step up your game, and you need to have a plan. And that may mean that you need to do another degree or certification or start saving the money that you're spending. But your staying home is intended to help mobilize you toward independence, not encourage you to be idle and buy Gucci bags. Sometimes I'll see a person living at home, mid-20s, and they're driving nicer cars than me. And I'm like, well, there's your problem, man. Like, you got to get your priorities straight. So let's use a couple of principles. I want to give you expectations. And these are adapted from a book by Dr. Jim Neuheiser. The title of that book is You Never Stop Being a Parent. I've used that book in counseling ever since it came out. Like, I think it came out in 2013 or so, and I've used that book in counseling ever since. You Never Stop Being a Parent. You can check the Fortis store. I'm not sure if we have it up yet, so I'll double check. But okay, this is the resource, You Never Stop Being a Parent. In that, I want you to have expectations of adult kids that are living at home. And let me give you some of these expectations. And these are non-negotiables. These are just standard expectations that we have. So none of them have to do with getting into elite Ivy League schools. None of them have to do with becoming medical doctors. These are the baseline expectations that we have for all of our kids who are over 18 living in our home. Number one, we expect them to be productive human beings, not idleness, not laziness. Colossians 3 does say that they are to work heartily, whatever they do, to work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. To work heartily, we expect our kids, adult kids, boys and girls, men and women, to work hard. We are not enabling laziness. You are not staying in my house, sleeping in while I wake up and go to work, and then hang out all into the evening with your boys while I have to go to bed early to go to work the next day. It ain't gonna happen. So a work can mean remunerative work where they're being paid. They have, you know, a full-time and a part-time hustle, or a side hustle and a part-time and a full-time. We don't care. Like, you can have three jobs. You can be in school. That counts. Yep, you're improving yourself. Grad school does count too. We're okay with that. Med school, law school, we're okay with any type of doctoral degree. Like, we want to help you. And then you're going to have some free time. But your life is not primarily free time Monday through Friday. If that is true, then you're not being productive. Just remember, you as a parent, you're not going to work harder than your kids. In their early 20s, they're having to learn that work ethic of hustling, getting out there and hustling. You got to bear the yoke while you're young, or you will have to bear it later in life. So please don't shield your adult kids from this. Don't give them money. Don't let them stay at your house free of rent if they are being unproductive. So that is number one. Be productive. Be fruitful. I'm open to volunteer stuff, guys, even on the ministry side. You know, let's say that you have a child that's very ministry minded and they want to get into missions. So they're going on 6-week long missions trip. I'm open to that, but you're also having to help them think practically. They are not going to be able to pay the bills with a 6-week missions trip in the summer. So what career are they pursuing? Of course, we want them to be a part of those. But remember, ministry is not a means of hiding from being productive, right? You're okay with that? Ministry is not a means of hiding from being, it's like, well, I don't want to get a job, so I'm going to Africa. Woohoo! First expectation, you got to be productive. Second expectation is you got to be financially responsible while living in our home. There are a couple of scriptures that I've mentioned on Transformed over and over. The first that I want to share with you is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Now, when I say that, some of you are like, oh yeah, I know what he's talking about. Verse 6, now we command you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you keep away from any brother who is walking in idleness and not in accord with the tradition that you received from us. Idleness, laziness, lounging around, streaming online all day, just researching and reading. They're not doing anything productive. They're not being a hard worker. The principle that is given here is that you are to work quietly, verse 12, and earn your own living, which is literally to eat your own bread. You've earned the bread, you eat your own bread. After the age of 18, we are helping our adult kids learn that you need to pay for your own existence. What does that mean? You need to pay for your rent, you need to pay for your groceries, you need to pay for your gas, you need to pay for your transportation. You need to earn enough money to pay for your own existence. And we are going to help you if you're being productive. Back to number one, if you're in grad school or in school, we don't mind letting you borrow a car. Maybe we will lessen rent or not charge you rent. But you financially are still working hard and you are moving in a direction to provide for yourself. After 18, so I think this should be a buildup. by the way. I'll have to do another episode on how do we progressively work to this where we have launched an 18-year-old. If they've never worked and at 18 you say, well, get out of the house, Terry, then I think you're going to recognize that you haven't set them up for success really well. They're 18, yes, but they're more like a 14-year-old or a 15-year-old because they've never had a job. But if they've been working more and more throughout high school, paying for their own stuff through high school, then this is just the next step towards independence. They've already paid for their own car, pay for their insurance, pay for their gas, pay for their cell phone. And now as an adult kid, you're saying, okay, you need to pay for your room and board. That's the way that the food and rent work around here. So financially, good stewards, you are not allowed to stay with us and drive the nicest cars and not pay rent. Ain't gonna happen. You are not allowed to stay with us and spend more money on clothes than we spend on clothes, and you're not paying your own rent. Ain't gonna happen. You're not allowed to stay with us and have Disney passes, and we can't afford Disney passes, so you're not paying rent, buying Disney passes, and then trying to stay with us. Ain't gonna happen. I see guys do this all the time. Guys will buy this nice car and then want to add all these hundreds and thousands of dollars of parts to them. And I don't mean hundreds of thousands. I just mean hundreds. And I'm like, dude, you're in your young 20s. You don't get a cool car that you get to put a bunch of aftermarket parts in. Ain't gonna happen. So you're working hard and you're financially responsible. So what's the two expectations so far? Productive and financially responsible. So let's do this. Let's take a short break. When we come back, I have one more expectation that I want to be clear, and then we'll get into some of the consequences. All right, we'll be right back.
And we'll be back with more from Dr. Gifford in just a moment. Look, I know that maybe this is striking a nerve for some of you. It's a delicate conversation when you start talking about your adult kids living at home. Because it's one thing to say, yeah, my kid still lives at home, but it's another thing to ask, are we actually helping them grow? And I appreciate what Greg's doing here. This isn't a rant. This isn't a hot take. He's actually given biblical categories for us to look at productivity, financial responsibility, forward momentum and motion. I mean, whether your kid's 18 or 28, these are the conversations that we need to be having. And I appreciate the clarity here. It's the same clarity you're going to find at the Masters University, coincidentally, where Dr. Gifford actually teaches. TMU is serious about equipping students, not just for the classroom, but for life and ministry. Deep theology, rigorous academics, and a passion for discipleship. And everything is framed in a biblical worldview. That's why we love pointing people their way to the Masters University. You can find out more right now at masters.edu/transformed. And if this is the kind of content that is helping you listen, don't forget, you can find more from Greg and our other trusted voices on the Fortis Plus app, completely free. There's new content every day. Just search for Fortis Plus in your app store or go to fortisplus.org and you'll notice that you'll never be asked to pay any type of subscription fee. And we're only able to do that because of our gospel partners. We've been doing it for 25 years. This year marks the 25th year in ministry, starting as Wretched Radio, evolving. We love that word, don't we? We've evolving to Gospel Partners Media. And now we're Fortis Institutes. Our gospel partners, you guys make everything run around here. You help us create more and more and more content to reach more people in more places all over the world with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, 83% of every dollar you give goes directly back into ministry. That's a remarkable, that's a claim that we're proud of. Something else that most ministries would not do is tell you that if you're not giving to your local church, don't give to us. We would love to have you join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner, but you must be giving to your local church first and foremost. That is your first priority as a Christian. And if you're not giving to your local church, clean that up. And then, once you do have that area of your life in order, pray about joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner. If you have questions, we have answers at fortisinstitute.org. All right, now let's get back to Dr. Greg Gifford as he continues to talk about those adult children still living in your house, eating all your food. This is Transformed. Welcome back to Transform.
The Bible informs us that difficult events or circumstances are not the cause of our bad decision-making. Trauma merely reveals what is already in the heart.
And now your host, Dr. Greg Gifford.
Okay, welcome back to Transformed. Thank you, Jimmy. I miss seeing you, my friend. It's been a while. As you all may know, I record in Southern California. Jimmy is in Georgia with Todd, so I don't always get to see Jimmy. We usually get to text each other and make fun of Todd in the process. I mean, share Bible verses with each other. Okay, back to today's episode. We are talking about adult kids living at home, and I've tried to give you a couple of principles. I did mention those of you that are at home, like how do you know you're a slacker or you're not a slacker? So go back to the first segment if you're wondering about that. But in this segment, I want to bring up a couple of ideas. So one more expectation, and this is just a no-brainer, guys. As a Christian parent, and I'm assuming if you're listening to Transform that you're a follower of Christ, that you want the Bible to guide your parenting. So this is our third expectation. Number one, we said you're productive. You're in school, you're working hard, you're getting certification, you're becoming a journeyman, like whatever that is, you're productive. Number two, you're financially responsible. You are eating your own bread, you're working hard, you're not buying a ridiculously expensive car, and then you're not paying for rent, okay? So we're squashing that. The third is that you would have a moral standard while living with us. So this is going to affect parents of unbelieving adult kids who have a different standard of what right and wrong looks like. While you are in our home, we expect that you are not engaged in drunkenness. Ephesians 5:18. That means that if you are in our home and you're in the party scene and you're going out to the bars, then you are breaking a rule of you being a tenant in my home. And I expect that while you're living in my home, you are not drinking to excess. Next, I expect that you are not sleeping with your boyfriend or girlfriend. No sexual immorality. There is no toleration. I am not going to create a space for you to live while being immoral with your boyfriend or girlfriend. Some of you will then begin to wonder, like, but wait a minute, if I kick them out or say they can't stay, they're just going to move in together. That is not within your control. Okay, so you can't control what happens after they move out. You can do your best to set them up for success, but you are not going to allow for them to be in a known immoral relationship while living in your house. So there's no like, hey, I'll be gone tonight. I'm staying at so-and-so's house. Ain't gonna happen. Okay, so those are our expectations. We're very clear about those. If you want to be in the house, you're over 18, you want me to provide for you and help in this journey, then these are my expectations of you. So this is like a final, I don't know if you would call it an expectation, more is just a general understanding, but let's just keep it consistent. So we'll say our fourth expectation is that you live in community, in the home, in a way that is enjoyable for everybody else. So in the book, Dr. Neuheiser brings up different examples, you know, a guy that comes home, leaves the lights on, goes to bed. You know, the adult kids typically are getting home later than we go to sleep. So imagine the adult child coming home, waking everybody up in the process. They're in the kitchen blending a protein shake at 1 a.m. and you're getting up at 5 a.m. So it's like that kind of thing you're having to be considerate of. So when you're living in community, you're just being considerate of everyone else in the house. And we're not going to tell you you need to be home by 9 p.m., but we are going to say when you come home at 1 a.m., don't wake everybody up. The dog's barking, you got the lights on, you're watching a movie at full blast. That's what we mean by living in community. We also want you to participate in home stuff, like you're engaging in meals, you're chit-chatting, you hang out and watch a movie with us, you know, that there's some free time that you'll actually spend with us. I'm not a huge fan of an adult child just coming and crashing, waking up, being gone, and then coming and crashing. And it's really like I'm your landlord than a family or a parent. So those are things that we may expect. So, but what we do expect is that you're being considerate while you're here. We are not your laundromat and we are not your food kitchen. Okay, so we have those expectations down. As parents who are listening to this, maybe grandparents, and you're moving into this season, I 100% encourage you, Dr. Neuheiser encourages you, experience tells me that you have to write these expectations down, put them in a simple document and text them to your adult kid. Put them in a shared note and share it with your adult kid. Like, here are the expectations of the home. Go through them and articulate them and say, hey, this is what I expect you to do. This is what life is like. And if you're listening to this, and this is an extremely relevant topic, that means most likely there is a breakdown in one of these expectations, that you have an adult child that's exploiting the system right now. They're not working. They're being lazy. They're being immoral. And you're like, all right, this has to change. Yes, it does. And you need to clearly communicate your expectations to them. It's not fair if you just get mad at your adult kid and you never sat down and said, hey, here's what I'd like you to be doing. You're just mad that they come in at 1 a.m. and wake everybody up. It's like, okay, but you need to communicate clearly what the expectations are And then when they break those, then you have greater right to be frustrated. So clearly communicate your expectations, and I encourage you to write them down. Write them down, text them. So if there's ever any questions, let's go back to that picture that you saved in your phone. What does that picture say? Ah, yes. It says that you're to be productive, financially responsible, morally upright while living with me, and considerate in community. Yes, that's what it says. So no questions. Now here comes the hard part. All right, friends and family listening to this, I've met with probably five or six different families to help them develop a plan like this. If you are unwilling to follow through on consequences, then your adult child will soon learn that. It's the same thing as when they were 15. They're going to learn that you're not a person of your word. And if you say it, maybe you'll do it, but maybe you won't do it. That's the reality. So you have to follow through. You have to. What are some consequences to consider for your adult kids? A, financial penalties. I'm not going to chase you down for rent. You owe me $300 for rent this month. So guess what? It's day five. I don't have it. So now you owe me $325 for rent. We got it. You decided to leave the house with the water running and all the lights on. Guess what? That's a $25 penalty. As we get older in life, there is no like talking to the traffic maid, you know, the lady that gives me tickets when I park in the red zone. There's no like, hey, I'm sorry, can I not get a ticket? Can I not be penalized for breaking the rules? It doesn't happen that way. Like there are consequences to your actions. And finances as an adult are an easy way to do that. So we just have penalties and it's done. So consider those. Would those be appropriate for your adult child? Consider removing the blessing of being on family plans. Many adult kids are still on cell phone plans. They're paying their own bill, but yet they're still part of the family plan or their own healthcare. I think you can be on it till you're 26. So they're still using that in some way while working these other jobs. And you're going to say, hey, look, I'm sorry. If you're going to continue to do that, then I'm going to remove you from our family plan. I'm going to remove you from my healthcare and you're going to have to go find your own. We're considering adding extra responsibilities. So yes, we need you now to be the gardener and you get the privilege of cutting the grass on the weekend. So thank you for that. Don't miss that corner over there. We're going to add responsibilities like that. We're not going to play games. We're not going to argue. We're not going to get loud with each other, but you're going to have extra responsibilities. If none of these are working and none of these curb the expectations being broken, then here is the reality. Listeners, here's the reality. Are you paying attention? Your adult child is forfeiting the right to live with you. You're not booting them out because you're giving them an opportunity to stay, but they have to stay while meeting your expectations. So if they don't do that, then they are saying, I don't want to live by your rules. I'm out of here. To which we say, we love you. You don't have to leave, but you do have to be here and keep these expectations. So if you can't do that, then maybe it is best for you to move on. In the end, if you are unwilling to say something like that, then this is all going to fall apart. And you're going to have a 40-year-old adult child living with you being a loser. Let's just be straight up about what you're cultivating. And they are a loser in part because of the way that you're parenting them. So our faithfulness is not that we can control who our children become, including our adult children. Faithfulness means that we're helping create structures in which they are going to thrive, but they have to choose how to steward that before the Lord. So it starts with this expectation that we're clearly identifying, and then we're helping launch them off into adulthood with the tools and resources that they need. Does that differ between believing and unbelieving kids? No. You expect unbelieving kids to abide by the same rules. Obviously, there's a different motivation. You don't have the Spirit of God helping you be pure and a good steward of your money, but yet those expectations would remain the same. So parents, for the sake of your kids, follow through. You're not being mean. You're not being ungodly. You're not being loud and yelling. You're just simply saying, while you're here, we love you, and here are the structures for what it would be, what it would take for you to continue to live here. So if you have questions on this, and I'm sure many of you will, please email me, greg@transform.org. I would love to hear those or answer them on air. And of course, this is an episode that many of you are going to text and share. So I would encourage you, share this with someone that's wondering, but don't share it with someone where you're like, hey, you need to boot that loser son out. So listen to what Dr. Gifford said. Please don't send it to them. Don't use me as a hammer. Rather, use it as a resource to those that are trying to learn and be good stewards. So let me pray for us and we'll be done for today. Lord, it's not easy because we love our kids and we do often fear what will happen if we booted them out or they weren't with us. Sometimes our fear actually prevents us from being faithful, and our desire to be liked by our kids, it prevents us from being faithful to what you're calling us to do. Lord, I pray for our kids that you would just mature them and launch them, and that they would be excited to move on to that next season and feel a bit lame by being home. We do want that. But I pray that you would give us patience and firmness, that we would be godly and godly launchers of our kids in a way that shows we're still going to be there after they launch, but this is just a transition for them that needs to take place. So Lord, give us wisdom and patience in this, we pray. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been Transformed from Dr. Greg Gifford, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Transformed with Dr. Greg Gifford, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.